This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We cover a decent amount of Hollywood around here, usually about its successes, big box office numbers, new releases, that kind of thing. Now, a moment for the non-successes. Bob Odenkirk and David Cross, whom you might know from their roles in Breaking Bad and Arrested Development, have a new book out. It's called Hollywood Said No, about their scripts that didn't work out quite so well. Guys, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks.
Looking forward to taking a look at the numbers.
Yeah. I will pass right by that and start by pointing out, gentlemen, that this is a book, this little volume you've put together, of your failures. Is that the best way to, you know, sell a project, Bob?
I don't think, yeah, a movie that doesn't get made, it's not a box office winner, I don't think.
But technically, nor is it a box office loser.
That's true.
So it's
in limbo land.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. It is, though. It's kind of a public record of our failures that we're proudly putting out there.
You know, and I also, not to be overly sensitive, but I wouldn't refer to it as failures. I mean, I think the scripts stand up. And we, both Bob and I, are hypersensitive to being perceived as trying to rip people off. And we're not trying to do that. We think that there's value to this.
I'm sorry. I'm looking book. For the sticker price on this book. $17. Yeah, no, okay. That's fine. Yeah, I can do $17.
It's got a lot of value there. We got some illustrations.
It's $17 worth of stuff?
I'd say it's worth exactly $17.
How do you know, though? And here's the flip side of the question. How do you know, Bob, when you have a hit script as opposed to something that's just you're just writing for fun?
Well, these were written for fun. We definitely wrote these in the same way we wrote Mr. Show, which was, let's make ourselves laugh. At the time, you know, the marketplace was limited, to use the word marketplace.
There, we appreciate that. Thank you. Branding is everything.
But, you know, there weren't nearly as many cable channels, whereas nowadays I think our audience would qualify as a large enough audience for someone to want to make a TV show and even potentially a movie on a low-budget scale.
Is comedy necessarily a tougher business to be in entertainment because it's so subjective?
I don't know. I think there's challenges on all fronts, and I don't think there's more in comedy. In fact, there's such a wide marketplace for comedy. There it is again.
Man, you're awesome.
There is actually
a lot of
venues for it. I just think when it comes to the big screen and anything that's got satire in it, that's where they aren't sure the audience really wants to see that, and they're always looking for their four-quadrant movie. And
I don't even know what that means.
That.
David, give me the tentpoles. Give me the four quadrants.
March of the Penguins.
What does that mean?
Four quadrants. You have your 80-year-old Samoan women. That's one quadrant.
Uh-huh.
You have your 2-year-old babies with progeria. That's quadrant two.
I don't even know what
this
that
is all
is
known. This is all known by the studios. Your third quadrant is a guy named Jesus, and he lives in Bakersfield, I believe. Your fourth quadrant is Inuits.
I don't even know where to go. We could
try
stop
to get
now,
a movie that gets all those people, and that's why we've written this movie.
Difficult.
This movie has a scene for each of those quadrants.
At once.
I think
that, you know, at the core of what you're saying is, how frustrated are we with the system of trying to get movies
that
made?
That is what I'm saying.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because we're older and we've gotten, you know, rope-a-doped too much in the head, but it just can't make you mad. It is what it is. And there are ways in which things are more open now. I mean, Netflix, Arrested Development coming back after all that time. I mean, that's something that would never and could never have happened, I don't think.
Yeah.
But when you want to mount something that costs as much as a feature and costs as much to promote as a feature, then I guess that becomes different.
And you're talking about two very distinct worlds with different business plans when you talk about studio films and anything else. Bob said something that it was really perfect, and it's the only smart thing he's ever said, and it was that if you went to somebody and said, hey, we have a movie, and I think if you put the money into making it pre-production, production, post-production, marketing, you could make $1 million profit net. And they were like, this is a fact. This is proven. You will make $1 million. Yeah. And they just don't care. They don't want to make $1 million. They want to make $40, $50, $60, $100, $200 million. And back when we were kind of writing the scripts, there was much less opportunity to fund a project where somebody would be happy, delighted to make $1 million. And now there's a lot more of those And so the world has kind of opened up and changed quite a bit.
The book by Bob Odenkirk and David Cross with their buddy Brian Posehn is called Hollywood Said No. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I did, for the record, ask both of them what's coming up on their more well-known projects, and you can hear what they said about a Breaking Bad spinoff for Bob Odenkirk and another season of Arrested Development for David Cross at marketplace.org.